Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast and pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. We invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. We want to hear from you, so don't wait till later in the broadcast when we're out of time. Call now. 1-800-677-9377. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Got a question for us today. What happens when we take a wrong turn? Well, if you have a smartphone or a GPS system, you'll hear a lovely voice if you've programmed your system with a female voice that says, recalculating. And the GPS system, they'll take the wrong turn that you just made, and they will start from there and recalculate a new path, a new direction. And so you'll hear, after recalculating, you know, go to such and such a street, turn left, and then turn right, and then you're right back on the path you need to be to get to your end destination. Well, what happens when we take a wrong turn spiritually? In other words, what happens when we sin? What does that voice, that inner voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, say to us when we're out in the weeds, as Richard would describe it? And we get out in the weeds quite often, don't we? And when we do, God doesn't berate us. God doesn't condone us or condemn us. God doesn't lash out at us and say, wow, you little nut, why would you do such a thing like that? He knows our weaknesses. He knows our human condition. He knows where we live as far as this world is concerned. He understands that we're going to give in. And I think that's the most wonderful truth that we can really embrace and rest in, the fact that God understands us, that he knows exactly what's going on inside of us, and nothing that we do, nothing that we say, nothing that we think shocks him, surprises him, or disappoints him. He understands us. He knows us. And when we choose to take wrong turns in life, God's Spirit simply recalculates. Why? Because he has an end destination for us. And that end destination is to conform us to the image of Christ Jesus. That's where we're all headed if we're in Christ. That's been predestined, predetermined. God has set that before the foundation of the world. Those who come to Christ by faith are predestined to be conformed to his image.
Yes,
so when we make a wrong turn, does that deter God from doing his work inside of us?
Absolutely not.
He is committed to completing the work of delivering us to the end destination. That is good news.
Yes,
and here's something I think is a good takeaway, that our sins will not keep God from completing the work that he began in us. That's good news, isn't it?
It is. Basic Gospel, you're listening to it, friends. This is the program that we enjoy so much, providing for you each day, and ask you to be a part of it. 1-800-677-9377. We love hearing from you. If you have something you'd like to add to the broadcast, something you'd like to discuss, a Bible passage you can't quite understand, this is your opportunity. The lines are wide open. All the time remaining on the clock is yours. So call right now, 1-800-677-9377. That's a very interesting question from Jack, who wrote to us by email. He says, I work with people with Alzheimer's disease and want to know if someone who has the disease and can't communicate like they used to and has limited memory abilities can still be saved. Can God still reach their spirit with the Holy Spirit or by using us to reach them? Can God reach them, reach in underneath their disease and talk to their spirits? Or is it too late for them, as if they were already saved or if they were already saved before they got the disease, were they... I answered the question.
I think we get the gist of that.
Yeah.
And that's one of those difficult questions, because you know there's so much of those types of diseases out there, Alzheimer's, and there's other things like dementia, where somebody just loses the ability to think, to all of those cognitive skills are start to diminish. They can't remember. They can't But, you know, Bob George, when he had a stroke, somebody asked him, can you tell me about the new covenant? And he says, no, all I know is that there is one. I mean, that's a sad, sad thing. And so what happens to a person like that? What happens to a person who gets Alzheimer's and is not saved? Does God have the ability to break through the disease and reach the heart? And I think the answer to that question is a resounding yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Alzheimer's is not a big problem as far as God is concerned.
Not at all.
It will not deter him from doing what he wants to do in a person's life. And I think we can trust that. I know there are folks that have been in comas and that sort of thing, and folks have gone in and read Bible passages, read scripture after scripture after scripture, and when they woke up, there was something that they recalled about hearing the word of God during that time. So we can trust that God is big enough in all of those circumstances. Kind of like, you know, what about the heathen in Africa and these third world countries? Well, God's big enough, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, the idea that somehow my ability or inability to communicate has anything to do with my salvation, just got to put that away,
right,
and leave it in God's hands.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel with Open Lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks. Let's go to San Francisco, California, and talk with Melvin, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Melvin.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. How did you fare in the earthquake that happened not too long ago?
Well, I wasn't afraid. You know, I was just a little bit like thinking what to do, what would be the next step. But I wasn't afraid like before. Before I would die, just to think about it. But now I wasn't afraid. I was just like, oh, now it's happening, and it lasted a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty big earthquake with a lot of damage out there, and certainly our hearts were, interested and concerned about, our friends and listeners in the area. And so, Melvin, thanks for sharing that, and just your testimony, the fact that you weren't afraid, that speaks volumes to your faith in Jesus Christ. So good for you.
Yeah, I know that he's taking care of, you know, if I die, I die. So it's not up to me, it's up to him. Why worry, you know? It's up to him. Whatever happened to me, it will happen to me because he will let it happen. Well, if I die, I'll go with him. Anyway, I'm calling because, every time I play the I listen to the radio, all these preachers, they're always preaching about hell, the devil, do this, do that. Who wants to come to God, with all these terms? Nobody wants to. I mean, it's like trying to conquer a woman in a terror, If you don't love me, this is going to happen to you. If you don't do this, what I say, and come to me, somebody's going to kill you. Who wants to be with me?
That's good. That's a good point. And, we're called to be ministers of reconciliation and ministers of the new covenant. That's what God has equipped us to do. The world knows that, at least, individuals know that there's something wrong deep within them. We don't have to worry with people admitting that they're sinners. There's certainly a small group of people that don't like to admit that and will deny that. But for the most part, people know that there's something deeply wrong inside, and they're looking for the solution. And that solution is Jesus Christ, and it's delivered in the form of the new covenant and this ministry of reconciliation. When you're ministering the new covenant, you're ministering the life of Jesus Christ. That's what people need. Why? Because they're dead spiritually. They need to be made alive. That's why Jesus was raised from the dead, so that we could be made alive today. So I think our job is to kind of hold the line as far as giving good news, delivering good news to people who desperately want and need good news in their lives.
No, I think that God might feel sad when people come to him because they're afraid to go to hell and not because they love him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have been scared into the kingdom. I know Gina, my wife, when she was younger at the church that she was attending. They did a study on the rapture and the return of Christ, and it just scared the weebie-jeebies just right out of her. And you know, it forced her to say, hey, I don't want that for me. But fear was driving her. And it was years later that the love of God really made a connection in her heart when she realized that Jesus had taken her sins away once and for all. And that's when she really started responding to the person and work of Christ and allowing Christ to work inside of her. And that's when her Christian life really started to grow and explode and become what it is today. So, you know, a lot of people can be motivated by fear, but ultimately God wants us to be controlled by his love. He wants us to be connected to his love. He wants us to know that we know that we know that God loves and accepts us because of the work of Jesus Christ.
No, I'm proud of you guys. You really, you know, preach the love of God, and a lot of people, I know millions of people are listening to you right now, and your ministry. I mean, you guys are doing a very, very excellent job, you know, for the Lord. God bless you one more time.
Well, thank you, Melvin. Thanks for your kind words. We sure appreciate it. And you keep going out and ministering this new life that we have in Christ, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Yes, indeed. Again, 1-800-677-9377. And very quickly, this month, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive Bob Christopher's message called In the Love of God. And to make your gift and request your copy, simply visit basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828. But as always, the bottom line is supporting the ministry and connecting more and more to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, as Melvin was talking about, I think he raises kind of the awareness of why a ministry like Basic Gospel is so needed on the airwaves. You know, we're driven in this society of ours by fear. I mean, there's rumors of wars, there's rumors of economic disaster, and we're just on the edge all the time. And on that edge, we need some good news. We need some hope. We need a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what this gospel message is. It gives us an anchor for our day-to-day living, and that anchor is the love of Jesus Christ. So when we ask people to support Basic Gospel, that's what we're asking people to support, not us, not all the things that we do, but the proclamation of this good news of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what people need. So join the cause, so to speak. There are so many causes out there. You know, this ALS challenge that's going on, the ice bucket challenge, and millions and millions of dollars are being raised for that.
All over the world. Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Yeah. We need millions and millions and millions of dollars being raised for the proclamation of the good news. Yeah. And we need believers to stand with us. There's all kinds of causes out there, but if you're in Christ, there's no greater cause than the cause of Jesus. So we're asking you to stand with us in this cause of getting the good news of Jesus Christ out there. A gift of $50, $100. We need monthly partners, folks that will stand with us month in and month out to deliver this good news. Join this ministry. Be a part of it. Be a difference maker in this world on the eternal, the spiritual side. Those are the things that are going to reap eternal dividends.
Absolutely. You can find the support link when you visit basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828.
Let's go to the Bronx and talk with John listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Yeah, this is Brother John. When you were mentioning, something like that, what came into my mind, the Bible says clearly, there's no condemnation for them that are in Christ.
That's exactly right.
Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But when God left, he said, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like a filter. God knew that we needed that power because we're in the world. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principality. So when we're walking in that world, we see, or we're going to fall into a sin, or we do fall into a sin, because the Bible says that, the Bible says, if he that says they have no sin lies, because we all sin. But when the Holy Spirit is in us, there is no sin in us. We might fall, and you understand? But the Holy Spirit is the, how you call it, like the filter. It keeps cleansing us. Because God knew when he gave us the Holy Spirit, the Bible said that God is the Holy Spirit. God is going to be with us. He's going to be with us to the end of the world.
You got it, John, and That's exactly right. Yes. That sure will. You know, I was thinking about what you were saying in Galatians 3:14 came to mind. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So when we come to him by faith, we receive the Spirit.
And sometimes it is so sad that – because when you're supposed to be hearing the word of God being preached, not being thrown, not being used in a way to attack or to condemn. You understand? Usually nowadays we're living in the last days, and the devil, since he knows that the world don't bother you, he'll say, "Let me use somebody in the church." You understand what I'm trying to say? But when you got the Holy Spirit, when you got Jesus, the Holy Spirit reveals to you if that word is coming from the Lord or not.
Yeah, and what the what the Holy Spirit does is he ministers life to us. He wants us to enjoy life to the full. So when we are making wrong turns, going out in the weeds, we're not enjoying life to the full. And so he brings us right back to where we need to be so that he can minister this life to us. And then he equips us to minister this life to others.
That's why I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because that's the greatest gift God has ever given me.
Absolutely.
When he filled me with his Holy Spirit, oh my God. Sometimes when I'm walking, I feel like I'm not from this world.
Well, you're a stranger and an alien, as the Bible says.
Even Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Right. And your citizenship is in heaven. So that's where you belong. That's where your real loyalties are. Not to the things of this world, but to him. So as he says,
brother.
Well, thank you so much, John. Yes, we appreciate your call and appreciate your enthusiasm for the Lord. That's a real inspiration and encouragement. And I know folks listening out there are thinking, gosh, I'm excited about this because of John's excitement. So thanks for jumping on with us.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Let's go to Long Island and talk to Valsa. Is that correct?
Great. You said it right. That's correct.
Wonderful. How can we help you today?
You know, I listen to you all the time, and you make a lot of sense, you know, with the gospel. And, you know, all these preachers are talking about the second coming. They are correlating events that happen in the Middle East with what happened in the Bible. Is that true, the way they're quoting it? You know, whatever is happening in the Middle East, they're saying it is written in the Bible. What is your opinion about it? And they say the second coming is going to be in our lifetime.
Well, folks have been saying that Christ is going to return for a long time. Richard was involved with a group called the Seventh-day Adventists, and they formed because some folks got together and calculated a date sometime in
1844.
Yeah, so they had a date, October 22, 1844, that was going to be the return of Christ, the second coming of Christ. And there were people before that who were trying to calculate the date. And certainly, based on what's going on in the world today, the wars, the rumors of wars, all that we see in the Middle East, the fact that Israel is a nation and Jews are returning to their homeland, it's easy for us to say that, wow, Jesus is coming soon, that we are in the end times. But we don't know for sure. We do know he's coming back. And that's what our hope is in, the fact that he is going to return. But that hope for that future event is what enables us to go ahead and live our lives to the full here and now, in spite of what's going on out in the world. I mean, we don't have to look out in the world and be frightened. Why? Because we have Christ living in us, and we can enjoy his love and his grace and his mercy right here and now. And that's what's important. And in the midst of what's going on out there in the world, we have this opportunity to minister his life, his forgiveness, his love to others who so desperately need it and want it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, Velsa?
Yes. So there's really no truth in saying because of what's happening in the Middle East, he's going to come back in the next 10 years, and we are living the last years, the last of the last years. That's what I hear preachers say.
Yeah, we can say it, but we can't say it with a lot of confidence. It's just speculation, because no one knows the day of Christ's return. That's the Father's business. And so we're going to trust God the Father on that. In the meantime, we're just going to go about living our lives, trusting the resurrected Christ who lives inside of us to do in us only what he can do in and through us.
Okay, so, the Bible says that we can have an idea of what's going on, the seasons, you know.
Correct. And like I said, the Apostle Paul and all the early, Peter, they thought Christ's return was imminent. They thought it was going to happen in their lifetime. And then the next generation mm-hmm. thought that, and the next generation. And certainly there have been signs in every single generation. And I think that keeps us alert, that keeps us sober, and it keeps us focused on this new life that we have in Christ. But we cannot say for sure when Christ is going to return.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thanks so much. Thanks so much for your call. Richard has something else to share on that.
This call and the previous call really tie together. The fact that there are so many ministers who are trying to scare people into the kingdom rather than using the idea of the imminent return of Jesus as the most obvious jumping off point for the pure gospel of grace and his love and forgiveness and assurance. The second coming can mean incredible hope and a reason for living today that you can never get if you try to scare people into the kingdom because they're sinners. The thing that works, the thing that reaches people, is the love of Jesus.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's go and talk to our good friend Gil in Queens. Hi, Gil.
Good afternoon. Happy Sheep Day, guys.
Yes, indeed.
I wanted to share that the love of God takes away the fear of God. Like 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as someone once said, motivation is best understood as a state that energizes and directs behavior. And 1 John 4:19 says we love him because he first loved us. And these people that are confused about law and grace, the thing that it comes down to is that if we have the spirit of grace, we're not going to want to hurt the Lord. We're going to want to please him until the day we die, even though we're not perfect in the Lord. Because the Bible says in 1 John 4:18 that perfect love casts out fear. And Paul says in Romans 6:1, shall we go on sinning that grace may abound? By no means we died to sin. How can we live in any longer? So it's the grace of God that motivates us.
Absolutely.
To not be afraid, but to walk in the newness of life.
Well, it was the grace of God that took away our punishment. Jesus took our punishment for us. That was grace in action. And now grace has come to live inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And we can trust the Holy Spirit to renew our minds, to transform us from the inside out. That's his promise. He is faithful to that promise. And every single day we see that work happening inside of us. Well, Gil, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes,
Bob?
Indeed. And friends, our online store has a lot of resources that can help you grow in the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're frequently adding to this list. Our latest, of course, is Bob Christopher's message, In the Love of God. In conjunction with that, and because we are a listener-supported ministry, and to keep this broadcast on the air, connecting people with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a copy of this important message, In the Love of God, for you. Make your gift and request your copy at basicgospel.net or by calling the order line at 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828. We ask your help today by making your most generous tax-deductible donation to help keep this good news on the air. And again, that's at basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828. Our operator is on duty and she would love to speak with you. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-727-2828. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.